State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Longtime listeners of State of Opportunity know there are a number of things parents can do to help their children get ahead. But parental help only gets you so far. Neighborhoods also play a key role in a child's long-term success.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
It's been a few years since I hung out with Jalen Pitchford. Back then, he was this smart, very put-together 10-year-old who was obsessed with sports. Now, he's 13, still smart, and still way into sports.
I wrestle, I run track. Well, those two are the new sports that I just added. I play football and play basketball.
When we first met, he lived in Taylor, outside Detroit, in a low-income apartment complex with his dad, his baby sister, and his mom, Ermitha.
It was okay to stay in before, but as things started to get a little rough, you know, more people that didn't value things like they should started to move in. The neighborhood got pretty bad.
Like, what were you seeing?
It was police in and out, SWAT team trucks coming in randomly throughout the week, people just having bad people around all the time. And I got tired of seeing that. People having fights over at the kids' playground, you know, shooting, and it was just too much.
There were shootings at the kids' playground?
Yep. Yes.
Did you let Jalen go to the playground?
Not after that, no.
Ermitha Pitchford knew she had to get out of that neighborhood. So she and her husband worked hard and saved their money for a down payment. They bought a tidy brick house in nearby Wyandotte. Now, Wyandotte is just 8 miles from where they used to live. But in Jalen's eyes, it's a whole different world.
It's like, it's fun because everybody can go anywhere to play. They could do, like, it's not shooters or nothing like that or fights. It's just everyone here takes pride in the neighborhood.
And the stats bear it out. In pretty much every measure, academic achievement, safety, income, Jalen's new neighborhood is better than his old one.
Well, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
Intuitively, we know that neighborhoods matter, right? The Jeffersons knew it when they moved to the Upper East Side. The Fresh Prince's parents knew it when they sent him to California. You probably knew it when you looked for a place to live. I know I thought about it. Intuitively, we know place matters. And now there's research to back it up. For kids, studies show the earlier children move to a good neighborhood, the better their long-term outcomes will be. And for parents,
neighborhood does indeed matter, especially in terms of safety and mental health for parents.
Mary Cunningham is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute, where she studies housing and neighborhoods. She says, for so long, the question has been, which matters more, families or neighborhoods? Turns out, they both matter.
I mean, we know from the research that parenting obviously matters, but think about if you're living in a bad neighborhood, how that can affect your ability to parent. If you're a mom and you are really stressed out about the crime in the neighborhood, about your particular unit and the quality of it. All of that matters to being a good mom.
Cunningham says, in terms of public policy, it's important to focus on neighborhoods to help improve the neighborhoods where families already live or help them move into better ones. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.